The prices on everything is going up these days. Even if you clip coupons, grocery shopping can cost you a pretty penny. Many people have begun gardening as a way to save money, eat healthy, and lower stress. Now you can save even more money on gardening when you visit garden.com and use promo code SAGMSHOW. You receive $15 off $75 or more for all your gardening needs. Remember, garden.com and use promo code SAGMSHOW to save on your next purchase. To find more gardening discounts, visit AmberMayShow.com.
It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
I'm so thankful that you guys joined me today on the Amber May Show. Joining me today, you might have recognized him for his program right here on KXXT 1010. Joining me today is Bill McMillan. Thank you, Bill, for coming on the program today.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, and I count it as an honor. Thank you, Amber.
Aw.
Praise God.
We did a show a long time ago, didn't we?
A long time ago, yeah. Praise God.
Well, I'm so happy that you're back on the radio airwaves, and I especially wanted to talk to you today because I've been doing a series on introducing people to God and the character of God, and I want people to fall in love with him. Amen. But sometimes it's hard, especially if you don't know him very well, and then bad Amen. Things hit you.
Amen.
And even so, even as a Christian who's been a Christian for years and bad, tragic things happen to you, it's easy for the devil to come in and start talking to you and telling you lies.
Praise the Lord.
So today I want to counter any lies or any doubt that people might have.
Praise God.
And the reason why I asked you to come on the program is you've had a tremendous battle with your health in the recent years.
Praise God.
The last, what, being a stroke?
It was a stroke. Amen.
So I want you to explain to people how come you could still praise God and still preach about God on the radio. After all, he is in control and he could have prevented it. He could have stopped it.
Amen.
But yet you still praise him. How come you're not angry at him?
Well, about 36 years ago, I came to the Lord. And I was just a normal man like anybody else has been. But I got into the Word of God. And I listened to what God says. And when things has happened to me in life, I've had a good life up till I took the stroke. About 2 years and 3 months it's been, you know, Amber. And when I took the stroke now, my father had died with a stroke at the same age as what I had my stroke. He had his. So naturally, when I took the stroke, I got fear. I got scared. I was laying in the bed in the hospital. I couldn't talk. I couldn't move. I couldn't do nothing. And I'm laying in that bed, and I'm asking God all the questions that seems like we ask, you know, why me? Why did this happen? I've been serving you. I've been trying to be good, blah, blah. You know, I was really putting a job on him so that he could reverse it real quick for me. You know, I was trying my deal. And then I remembered something from the Bible. And it says, the love of God cast out all fear. So that come deep into my heart that night. And I couldn't move. This was about 11 o'clock at night. I couldn't move nothing. My legs, I couldn't talk, you know, nothing. And then all at once, I started getting a little feeling in the foot and in the hand. And then it started coming back as the months went on. You come up and see me in the hospital. You see how bad a shape I was in at the beginning, you know. But now I can walk around. I can do pretty much what I want to do, truthfully. So praise God. But the thing is, the Bible teaches you that God cast out the spirit of fear. And that's the thing that drags a person down, is we get that fright and fear enters into us, that this ain't going to work, that I'm the one that's really hurt bad, and this is going to damage me, and this is going to do that. But God says in his word, he casts out the spirit of fear. See, it's a spirit, and we have to come against it. And God teaches in the Bible to resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. So what we do is we take the word of God. All I can do and tell you how it works for me is what I've done. It's that I can do all things through Christ. It says I'm more than a conqueror through Christ. I started reading all these different things, and it told me God sent his son into the world not to condemn the world. So I know this was nothing that happened to me that I wasn't pleasing God or doing the things for God. It just comes in this world. There's certain things happens to you and I, Amber, that we don't go out and buy. We don't want them. I wouldn't go buy another stroke today, no matter how cheap it was.
Absolutely.
But God, through faith in God, you have the power, because the power of God is the love of God. And when you get that love in your heart, then you can overcome anything. You can take and be happy, and the joy of the Lord's my strength. I can go on with my days. I enjoy it. I'm sitting here talking to a beautiful young lady. I wouldn't have got that if I hadn't had a stroke, so praise God. There's a good side. It could, like I said the other day, if I could give this away to somebody, I wouldn't do it. If God healed me miraculously right now and I jumped up and could do the Highland Fling for you in this office, I wouldn't think no more of God. I wouldn't think no more of Jesus. It wouldn't draw me closer to him than what I am right now. I know he has loved me. He has made a way for me. And if it wasn't for the love of God that saved me many years ago, my good health wouldn't mean a thing. But I do believe in healings. I believe in miracles, and I believe in healings. And I believe deep down in my heart, God is healing me. And there's a process going on in my life that I don't understand, that I probably would do different. But I know the way God's doing it is the right way. It ain't for me to challenge God. If God wants to give me a miracle, fine. He's giving me a healing day by day. I get something new, something better, refreshes me, and then it's just working good in my life. It ain't anything I have to be sorry for or downhearted for. And I'm an older man. I mean, I don't need to go out dancing or anything, Amber. But God's love is what gets you through. That's the power of God. That's the power that saves you and sets you free, Amber, is that God so loves you that he gave his only begotten son. So this pain and this heartbreak of taking a stroke, and it was a bad stroke, he can overcome it. I can overcome it through him, where it is not that important in my life. He'll get me through, praise God, and I'm going to lean on him. That was a song years ago. You don't hear it much no more. Leaning on Jesus, learning to lean on him. And if we'll lean on him, he'll carry us through anything, and he'll give you strength and power to overcome anything in your life. Anything in your life, the love of God will conquer for you.
You know, what comes to mind is when Paul had that prick on his side, and he asked God to remove it, and God told him that my grace is sufficient for you.
Amen.
Do you think that's similar to what you were feeling at the moment?
Well, when I took the stroke and I was down, because I was down, I was in a room by myself in the dark and couldn't even do nothing. So I was pretty down. You know what I mean, Amber? I was pretty disgusted. And then words comes. It says, my grace is sufficient. He said, this thorn in my side, he couldn't handle. And there's a lot of different teachings what the thorn is. So let's just say it was the thorn in my side was the stroke. And the Lord God looked at me through the love of Jesus Christ. And he said, my grace, my son Jesus Christ, my love is sufficient for you, Bill, that you will overcome this. And when that's alive and that's real in your heart, it works. Then you do overcome it. Then it ain't such a challenge. You just got to do the things you got to do. Maybe I do them a little different, a little slower, I don't know. But you go on with the things of God. You go on, and if God be for you, who can be against you? It's like us talking right now, the stroke, talking about this and how the love of God gave me the power and the joy not to let this bother me. Maybe it'll help somebody else where I never could have before, where I couldn't, where this can be used for the glory of God for somebody else. Amen?
I think so.
So this is what we do. We have to learn to be Christ-like. I talked about it on another radio show right now. Christ-like means to be like Christ, to love one another. And the power of God is love. The Bible says no matter what you do without charity, it's nothing. Because God knows when that charity, which means love, is there, all things are possible. The power explodes within your heart and in your spirit where I can still run and jump over the wall and I still have a gleam in my eye. I'm not down. I'm not beat. Satan has never won. Satan has no hold on me whatsoever. I resist the devil. I ain't going to let them bring fear and sadness into me or try. When I go with my family, we're happy and they're joyful. I know they don't want me to have the stroke no more than I do. I mean, we got to be sensible. But the power of God overcomes all that. And you have to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ for this stuff to work in your life like it did in mine. Praise God. So what we do is we don't lean on our own understanding. We lean on God's understanding through His Word.
What would you tell someone who's kind of in this anger mode because this has happened to them?
Well, I would say this to you. Yeah, you have a right to be angry. You have a right to be upset. But it has to pass. You can't hang on to it. You can't take this. I was angry. I was upset. I was disappointed. I had the stroke. Believe me, tears rolled down my eyes leaning in that room by myself. But you have to let it. Bible says this too will pass. If you don't let it pass, it'll eat you alive and make you most miserable. Now, I was in that situation, so I had to do one of two things. I either went with misery, heartbreak, and sorrow, and give that to my family. Or I took the joy of the Lord and looked into the face of Jesus Christ and what He has prepared for me, which my mind can't even imagine. And I know that I know. In my heart, I believe every word in that scripture, and it brings joy to you. See, the joy of the Lord's your strength. When you start seeing the supper that God has prepared for you, when you start realizing that broken body and that blood that was prepared for you and I, then the joy of the Lord starts to rise up because you know that you can't accomplish it. You can't get there. So as we reach for it and as we eat of the sweet bread of life, then it starts giving us the strength and the power to overcome these things that we're upset about. But you have to do it. If you're sitting there right now and you're downhearted and you're miserable about what happened to you, and I understand it, I'm telling you, I was there. I felt as bad. Pick up your Bible. Start going into the promises of God, what He has laid up for you, the things God has made for you, and the things that's laid up that you can have and you can receive. He said, you have not because you ask not. If you want the joy of the Lord and you want to get rid of that misery right now, all you got to do is ask Him.
Bill, would you come back tomorrow and join us and we can pick up this discussion further?
Praise God.
I'd love that.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a big help seeing someone who's been in your situation.
Praise
and
God.
Who doesn't hate God because of your situation. And I think it's a big testimony to somebody.
It should make you love God more.
And I'd like to make a quick announcement. I have an opportunity for a hairdresser if they would like to get involved in ministry. Now, I think this is very unique, and I can't wait to have Skye on the program. She'll be here shortly, coming up in the next few weeks. She has a ministry where she reaches out to people who cannot get haircuts themselves. Maybe they can't drive. Maybe they can't move. Maybe they can't afford it. So this weekend, they have a ministry, and if you're a hairdresser and you are willing to donate some of your time, because God asks us for our time, talent, and treasure. If you're willing to donate some of your time and talent, please contact Skye, and you can call her at 623-451-5938. 623-451-5938. They are going to be in the Sunny Slope area, partnering up with the church in Sunny Slope to get kids ready for school, give them backpacks, give them the Word of God, and provide haircuts and showing the love of Jesus like we just talked about. So again, the number is 623-451-5938. You can find out more information by visiting my blog, which is found on my website, AmberMayShow.com. And remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about someone else, because number two will look out for you.
Amen.
The prices on everything is going up these days. Even if you clip coupons, grocery shopping can cost you a pretty penny. Many people have begun gardening as a way to save money, eat healthy, and lower stress. Now you can save even more money on gardening when you visit garden.com and use promo code SAGMSHOW. You receive $15 off $75 or more for all your gardening needs. Remember, garden.com and use promo code SAGMSHOW to save on your next purchase. To find more gardening discounts, visit AmberMayShow.com.